This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Have you ever done this? You type something into a search bar, you're really hoping, you know, for that one perfect answer. And instead, you just get this flood of results. And none of them quite hit the mark. It's that frustration, right? Knowing what you need, but the search engine isn't quite getting your intent. That's really the challenge we're going to unpack today. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're focusing on something called search intent mapping. Think of it as a strategy, a way for businesses to genuinely understand the why behind what you search for online. Our mission here is to explore how companies can, frankly, stop wasting marketing money and time on content that just doesn't connect, and instead create stuff that resonates, that converts, by actually aligning with what you need, you know, at every step of your search. By the end of this deep dive, hopefully, we'll see much more clearly why some online content feels, well, off, and how businesses can build content that pulls you in, guides you, and really speaks to what you're actually looking for online.
Yeah, and it's pretty fascinating, isn't it, how often businesses laser focus on the keywords themselves socially, and they completely miss the why, you know, the actual human reason behind that search query. This deep dive, it isn't just about defining search intent mapping. It's really about showing why it's such a critical piece, a real growth driver for turning those clicks into actual clients.
Okay, so let's get right into it then. The essence, what is search intent? At its heart, it's just the why, right? The goal someone has when they type something into Google or another search engine.
Exactly. And you can generally break those goals down into, say, three main types. Often they line up with where someone is in their decision-making journey. First up, you've got informational intent. This is when someone's just trying to learn something. Could be basic, could be super specific. They're just gathering information. Then there's consideration intent. Now they're starting to weigh options. They know they have a problem maybe and are comparing solutions or providers. And finally, transactional intent. Pretty straightforward. They're ready to do something. Make a purchase, sign up, call someone.
Right. And here's the crucial bit for businesses, isn't it? If your content doesn't line up with those specific intents, well, you might get clicks, you might get traffic, but it's traffic that just doesn't convert. You could be ranking for some big keywords, but if the page doesn't match the user's real goal, it's a wasted visit.
It's like, think about a physical shop. Someone walks in asking for, say, running shoes, but you keep showing them hiking boots. They're going to walk out, right? Online, it's exactly that. Someone lands on your page, takes a quick look around, and hits the back button because it's not what they needed right then. You got them there, but you didn't actually help them with their intent.
Okay, so we've got the what, the different types of intent, and the why it matters. Huge disconnect if you miss it. But let's get down to, well, the brass tacks. How does focusing on this actually help a business's bottom line? Because this isn't just academic, right? This is where intent mapping should deliver some serious ROI.
Absolutely. And what's really key here is shifting the mindset. So many chase traffic volume, big numbers. Intent mapping is more surgical. It's about quality over quantity, converting maybe smaller but much more targeted groups at a way higher rate. So first benefit, it boosts lead quality. Massively. When your content hits the nail on the head for their specific question, you're not just getting tire kickers. You're attracting people who already know they have a problem and are actively looking for answers. They're sort of pre-qualified, you know? Second, it really improves your Google rankings. Google's getting smarter all the time. Its algorithms increasingly reward content that truly satisfies why someone searched. Better engagement, lower bounce rates, people staying longer, all signals to Google that your page is a good answer. So you rank higher. Third, and this is a big one, it can shorten the sales cycle. Think about it. If a potential customer lands on exactly the right information at the exact moment they need it, they move forward faster. Less need to shop around, less confusion, smoother journey. And finally, it makes your paid campaigns much more efficient. If your landing pages perfectly match the ad they clicked and the intent behind the keyword you paid for, your quality scores go up. That means lower cost per click. Less wasted ad spend. Simple as that. Every dollar works harder.
Okay, that makes total sense. Knowing the what and why is one thing, but the how is where the rubber meets the road. So how do businesses actually do this? How do they map content across that customer journey, stage by stage? Let's unpack that.
Yeah, let's get practical. We can align it pretty neatly with the standard buyer's journey. So first stage, awareness. Your prospect, they sort of know they have a problem, maybe vaguely, but they're definitely not sure how to solve it yet. They're just exploring. Keywords here are broad, informational. Things like how to reduce customer churn, or maybe best ways to improve service delivery. Content needs to be educational, helpful. Think blog posts, guides, maybe explainer videos. The goal, Build trust. Position yourself as an expert, not selling it.
Okay, so awareness is about education and trust. What's next?
Next is the consideration stage. Now, the prospect is actively looking at different options. They need specifics. Their intent might be comparative or maybe navigational, looking for specific types of providers. Keywords get more focused, like top B2B service companies in Dallas, or compare Google Ads versus SEO ROI. See the shift. Your content now has to prove your value. Show results. Case studies work great here. Detailed solution pages, maybe even honest comparison blogs showing where you shine.
Got it. Proving value with data. And the final stage?
That's the decision stage. They're ready. Ready to choose. Ready to act. Intent is clearly transactional. You need to make it super easy for them. Keywords are very direct now. Hire SEO agency, Dallas, best Google Ads management service, things like that. Content is all about conversion. Landing pages with strong calls to action get a, quote, free consultation. Detailed service pages. Make the next step obvious and easy. Goal. Drive that conversion.
That breaks it down really clearly. Awareness, consideration, decision. Matching content to intent at each step. And, you know, something else that stood out in the research was this idea, this pro tip. It's not just for SEO, is it? This whole mapping applies to paid campaigns too.
Oh, absolutely critical. That's often a missed connection. Think about it. Your paid ad promises something based on the keyword intent. If the landing page they hit perfectly aligns with that promise and that intent, boom. It's a seamless experience. It feels relevant, helpful. That connection drastically bumps up your chances of converting that lead. Everything is singing from the same hymn sheet, basically.
It really throws a spotlight on a gap, doesn't it? And how a lot of digital marketing is discussed. Yeah. You hear so much about keywords, keywords, keywords. It's foundational, sure. But far fewer seem to really grasp or execute on this deeper layer, the intent piece.
And that's precisely it. That's why understanding and using search intent mapping is so powerful. It really is the missing link between just getting SEO traffic and getting leads that actually turn into business. Without that link, you're not just potentially missing conversions. You're likely wasting real budget, pouring money into efforts that just don't connect with what people actually need at that moment. It's about being precise, not just loud.
So bringing this all together, what does this really mean for you listening right now? Hopefully this deep dive gives you a new lens to see online content, whether you create it or just consume it, not just as text or video, but as an attempt, successful or not, to answer a very specific, often unspoken need. It's about showing up with the right answer at the right time, providing real value when it's most needed. And maybe just think about your own searching habits the next time you go to Google. Pause for just a second. Why are you really typing those words? What's the underlying goal?
Yeah, that leads to a pretty interesting thought, doesn't it? The next time you type a search query, try to consciously identify your own intent. Are you just learning, comparing, ready to buy? And then think, how does knowing that intent shape what you expect to find? And maybe how you judge the results you actually get. It's quite revealing.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.